Well, blessed Sunday. Good morning to all. You know, one of the amazing things about being a priest is I got to share in your lives and to see many of you grow up. It's like yesterday, if you were in line for confessions, we always have tons of confessions here. Praise God. It's a good problem. I was a little bit late. So if you were in line, I apologize for being a bit late, but I was at St. Joseph's and I was doing a wedding. For, if you remember, prior to coming here, I was at St. Joseph's long, long, long time ago. And one of my old altar servers was getting married. And so, of course, when he asked me, I had to say yes. And it was a glorious, glorious wedding. I was making fun of him because the last time we were up at the altar together, because he was wearing a white tuxedo, looking sharp. And I was up there at the Mass, of course, and I told him, I said, Adrian, do you remember the last time we were here when you were dressed in white and I was dressed in my vestments? He said, you were a chubby, little, quiet, awkward kid. He was 11 years old the last time. And now he's 25. He's a competitive bodybuilder now. 6'1", I think he's that tall. So he's a big, strapping young man. And I told him, at his wedding yesterday, you're all grown up, but I can still beat you up, Adrian. We'll arm wrestle after Mass, I told him. He laughed, of course. But it was beautiful. Adrian and his wife, now wife, Caitlin. Why do you think Adrian and Caitlin got married? Why do you think? What is the reason why they got married? What is the reason why anybody gets married? Well, because it attempts to answer this ache that we all have. You see, every single one of us, we have an ache. It sits right here in our chest. When we become aware of it, it affects our lives. What is this ache? Arthur Brooks, he's a professor at Harvard University in their business school, a devout Catholic, a convert to Catholicism, and he uses his class as a way to evangelize secretly. He's a daily mass goer, loves the Catholic faith, and of course here at Harvard University is one of the most elite schools in the country. We send our best and our brightest. What do you think is the most popular elective in all of Harvard University? It touches this ache. And Arthur Brooks teaches this elective. He has 500 students on his wait list. And this class is all about finding happiness. Because what Arthur Brooks would say was that as he's seeing the young kids coming through his classes, he's noticing a fundamental shift. Again, here are these young students, they're in the prime of their lives, aren't they? They're in their late teens, early 20s. They're on an upward trajectory. Gosh, if they get a degree from Harvard, the doors will just open up for them. And he says these young men and women are miserable. What does our world say? In order to achieve this ache that we have in our hearts and to fill it, there's a certain formula. And Arthur Brooks will talk about this in his latest book. We'll stock it in the gift shop one of these days because we went to a conference. Arthur Brooks is one of the main speakers. And he's been promoting it this past couple weeks. And this is where I get this from, so it isn't just me. This is the formula that the world gives us in order to fill this happiness, which is leaving us miserable. Watch this, listen closely. This is the three-piece formula of what the world says we need to achieve this happiness. Love things, meaning focus your life on the acquisition of more material wealth. Use people, to achieve this end. People are just a means to an end. And then thirdly, the last piece of the counterfeit formula. Worship yourself. Love things, use people, worship yourself. This formula is what we're all been fed. Where does this formula come from? It's not new, by the way, even though its formulation is, he used it in a pithy way. You just go all the way back to the heart of Genesis. Genesis chapter 4 and 5. There we'll find the story of the fall of Adam and Eve. Do you remember? We're created for relationship. We must understand this first. We are created for profound relationship. And then what happens after the fall? And begin to notice this. When Adam and Eve fell, what was one of the first consequences? Adam and Eve looked upon each other with lust. Which is why, remember, they were naked without shame prior to this, and then they put on clothes. So what began to happen? In every single one of us, we have a tendency to use another. Following that, the story of Cain and Abel immediately comes into the fore. Why did Cain kill his brother Abel? Because he was jealous at the offering of his brother, that it was seen as better. What is that? It was because he loved things too much. The devil had used to trick Adam and Eve was that he made them believe that we don't need God in our lives. Rather, we create our own God. We become the determiner of what is true and what is false. Well, what is that? Worshiping myself. Love things, use people, worship yourself. Harkens all the way back to Genesis. And the misery that unfolds in human history. And we see this laid out in all the readings today. What is Paul writing here when he's writing to the church in Rome in that second reading? He's zeroing in. So with all that in the background, notice what Paul says here next. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. And then he began to list the commandments. Because what is sin at the end of the day? What is sin? Sin is attempting to find happiness apart from God. We try to find it and to fill this aching hole apart from Him. And then the misery that is compounded. So what are we to do? You know, we've been promoting the event called The Well this past few months. And I want to invite everybody, if you've ever heard about it yet, or if you're still on the fence about whether or not to come or not, and to help facilitate for you to come to The Well. We're having ticket stations and all the different exits. We have our volunteers there. If you need help, we have hard tickets. Also, if you want to buy tickets online, so we set up different stations. So please, I want to invite you to come to the stations and to get your tickets if you're ready. October 1st will be a powerful evening. So in part of the promotional material, I did an interview with Mike Mangione, who's one of the presenters there, along with Christopher West. And we did about a 20-minute podcast interview, which we'll publish on our social media. And I asked Mike, I said, Mike, you know, you go all over the world doing this event that's coming to Vacaville on October 1st. They were just in Mexico, and they were just, they're finishing up in Spain recently, and then they're getting ready now, before they come to us here in Vacaville, they're going to Croatia to bring The Well there. And I asked Mike, I said, Mike, you travel all over the world, all over the United States, to present this The Well, this beautiful event. I asked him, what is the common reaction of the people all over the world, all over the states that attend this event? And you know what Mike said? He said, the people come to him and they say, without fail, all across the board, why didn't anyone tell me this before? Notice in that statement, why didn't anyone share this news with me before? Notice that cry of the heart saying, I have tried everything else to find happiness in my life, and it fails all the time, and I'm just always frustrated. And then now hearing about the beauty of why God created us, male and female, why the importance of our bodies, the beauty and teaching of the church on human sexuality, and how the beauty of God's plan, and how it links to the source and summit of the Catholic faith, which is the Eucharist. Yes, our sexuality, our bodies are related to the beauty of the Eucharist. It's all tied up in one harmonious meaning designed by God. Why didn't anybody tell me this before? My friends, that is someone exposed to the beautiful truth of our Catholic faith and has found something deeper. Arthur Brooks would tell his students at Harvard the true formula for happiness. You ready? Take notes. Right here. You're about to hear the true source of happiness. Because it's very similar to the counterfeit. We just have to change a few words around. Ready? All right, here we go. Love people. Love people. Invest in our families, our friends, and invest in deep relationships. Second, use things. And third, worship God.